Hello and welcome to our program. Today we're in Philippians chapter 2. We'll pick it up in verse number 5. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Five things here about the Lord. We'll look at them in a minute. Before we do, here's a good message and song. Make it your prayer. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay.
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 7 through 8, we have five things here referring to the Lord, and it's built on the foundation of number 5 and 6. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." So Paul is writing to a group of Christians who are sincere Christians. They'd be considered the remnant today of people who really want to do right in a day of apostasy. And to these good Christians, to this remnant, he says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Let it. Now, if you're going to let something happen, it means we're not preventing it from happening. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit and would have us to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. The Bible says we are to be like-minded. It says in Romans 15 and verse number 5. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. So not are we only to let the mind of Christ be in us, but as Christians in the local church, we are challenged to be like-minded. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, five things that he says here, he made himself, that is Jesus, made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men, and being found fashioned as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, the first thing it says here in verse number 7 is that he made himself of no reputation. Now, the dictionary says a reputation is a view or a judgment formed about someone or something that is not necessarily based on fact or on knowledge. Now, the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 3 and verse number 14 that he ordained 12 that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach. Now, if you're going to line up with Jesus, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a reputation problem. The Bible says if they persecuted him, don't think it's strange if they persecute us. What was his reputation? Well, again, he had these 12 disciples in verse 14. And just down in verse 21 of Mark chapter 3, it says his friend said he's beside himself. And then in Mark 3 and 22, they said he was demon-possessed. And down in verse number 30 of Mark chapter 3, they said he hath an unclean spirit. And so there's the reputation that the Lord had. Now again, remember, a reputation is a view or a judgment formed about somebody that is not necessarily based on fact or on knowledge. They had no fact about the Lord. They had no knowledge about the Lord. They're giving their opinion based on what they heard about him. The next thing we see here in verse number 6 is that he who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And in that situation, in that context, we read in verse 7 that he took upon him the form of a servant. Now, that word servant means a bond slave. Now, if you go back into Exodus chapter 21 and read the rules there that God had concerning bond slaves, they were only allowed in the New Testament under Roman rule. They had to let their slaves go every 7 years. I don't know if they got that from the Old Testament scriptures or not, but that's exactly the way it was back there. However, we read in Exodus 21 and verse number 5, if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, I will not go out from thee, then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or under the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Now, the thing about slaves was they had some rights. There were some rules and there were some regulations that were given in the scriptures about slaves. Now, the situation is if you became a bond slave had no rights whatsoever. You could do with a bond slave anything you wanted to do. And so we read back here in Exodus 21, that if he loves the master, he says, I don't want to go out free. I want to be a bond slave. He can do with me whatever he wants to do. Now, when we read in Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 1, Paul and Timotheus, the servants, the bond slaves of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons. And so it starts out in this book saying, Timothy and Paul, we are bond slaves of Jesus Christ. That is, because we love him, we will allow him to do anything he wants to do with us. The next thing we see about the Lord here, it says in verse number 7 of Philippians chapter 2, that he was made in the likeness of man. Now, in John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, we read about Jesus, and he's referred to there as the Word. In verse number 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." It's referring to Jesus. Down in verse number 14, it says in John chapter 1, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Now, we know that was the Lord when he was born into this world there in Bethlehem. And so he was made in the likeness of men. It says in Hebrews 4, verse number 15, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Verse 8 says, "He was found in fashion as a man, yet even though he was tempted in all points like we are tempted, yet he was without sin."
Oh, wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there. My Lord, he taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. With numberless blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, "O glory to God, for such a Redeemer as mine." Transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty love.